Paul, obviously with this type of schedule, what can you tell us about your lineup coming in here tonight?
Well, we get Adam back and Patty maybe as well. He felt good this morning and he skated each of the last few days and said he could play today, but we'll get him out into warm-up and if he's ready to go, we'll put him in.
Same defense core tonight?
Correct.
And who comes out for Lowry?
Well, Cease will come out for Lowry going in. We also want to check on a couple other players that didn't skate this morning. So
that's two big bodies coming in. I guess you shouldn't underestimate the value of that.
Well, for sure. I mean, I think we felt a little, spent a little time on our end. We can get the kill on the cycle. This center ice is critically important right now for us. You saw it with Brian out and then with Adam out because they're a little inexperienced back there on the blue line. And that center is interacts and he's basically a defenseman in your own end. So we miss those guys when they're out of our line for sure.
You wanted us to wait till today to ask you more about
feel free. No, you know what? You know, I don't know that a whole lot changed. I still really like my goalie after I watched it more than ever.
Don't talk about him anymore.
The other thing that was good in a difficult situation, what we would call our low three or two defensemen, they pounded a lot from the point. And they battled. You know, there wasn't a big gap down there. There was a lot of scrums right at our net, and it was a challenge for our guys, and they handled it pretty darn well when they couldn't. Connor was great.
Paul, if Patrick comes back in, is he? You had him in practice the other day with Connor.
No, if Patrick comes back in, he plays right back to the lines that we ran against Calgary, back to where we were before Brian went out and before the suspension.
Right. Penalty kill, do you feel like it's maybe taking some strides here game by game and seeing a little more out of it than you had?
I'm dealing with a superstition right now. Yeah. Is what I'm dealing with before I answer this question.
Brian coming back will kind of change the look, right?
Yes. Right, so there he goes out with Kyle Connor now, and you got a righty that can win draws and kill penalties, and so that had changed. And like to get them some time together. It's just the whole group hasn't been together enough to say that we've turned a corner. But when we can't be a dominant PK team, then we got to stay out of the penalty box. We've done a pretty good job of that.
So it hadn't been going all that easily for Blake and Mark. I mean, they're able to score two games in a row. Are you seeing some
it's, you know, for three games, right? We put it back together in the third period of the Calgary game, and I think we gave up three shots after that, so we played at the right end of the rink. That was right. They get a goal. It's starting to come, but they hadn't played together this year really of any length of time. I'm hoping they can, yeah.
Jack said he took your comments last night, post-game comments, as constructive criticism, and he's always performed well under that, he says.
It was so honest, yeah. Right? Like, he got that message. That wasn't the first time I said that. I would have said exactly that between the second and the third. Yeah. Right? Like, hey, every guy in that room is going to have one of those nice, you're just, it's awful, right? Nothing goes. And he wasn't, certainly not sitting there thinking, hey, I'm playing the game of my life, the coach isn't appreciating me. It was... So that mental toughness, that skill, and it's a learned skill. When things are real bad, you can still change the game. You just got to stay in the fight long enough. He did. You know, his first shift in the third period, he was sprinting. He was always back using his most important asset, and then a real important part of that goal.
The territorial edge in play for the Sharks last night, just a matter of skating?
That would be primary, right? Because you can't really do anything standing still, and we proved that consistently last night, because you can't pass the puck and you can't generate an attack and you can't stand the other end if your legs aren't driving.
Get a sense of why.
I thought it had as much to do with in the second period they got on that power play and they pounded. I think they ended up with about 16 shots on their power play, and we couldn't get out of our end after that. They were humping. After that, we had a real problem. We had a real angry veteran team that was rolling.
And maybe a shattered one a little bit conference-wise that wasn't?
Or? I wouldn't use that word. No. We were behind it. Our goalie wasn't.
Yes.
That's all. I thought we I don't try to sell it too hard when we lose a game. We gave seven. We played a real good game in Anaheim, and I liked our offense in that. You get one guy with nine shots on goal and 6-8 chances. It was a bit more of an aberration in the games that we've played.
Paul, feel free to take all the credit for this, but the goalie interference challenge.
Well, you know
where
what?
Where does that come from? Did you see that, or does somebody?
So before it even, we know there's this, before even Camp Blake's on the bench going, that's goalie interference. It's his stick. He saw it, right, and he knew it. He'll be completely honest with you that hasn't worked out great when he sees it. But he was so. I looked at it once, right. they get the overhead camera, look at it once he jams the pad. That one, I can't say from the bench I'm 100% sure they're getting that one called back, just based on history, but I'm calling that every time he jammed his leg in. Those are the ones I think that are the most easy, the goalie interference, is when the guy takes his stick and pushes your goaltender. You're getting the call almost every time.
Sort of a serendipity there, then, if it's Blake calling it on the bench, it's he had successful, a big, and then he goes and scores on the next shift?
He had a big 2-3 minutes. He was aware of that. He's changing the course of the game, and he was good.
So even if that shove is an attempted shot, that's...
You know, the only... even if it's a puck... that you're going after the puck. Even with that, if you push, originally it was there, but when you drive through on a goalie's pad, when you move them like that, I think if it's sitting there against his pad, you can push it a few inches, but you can't drive a goaltender back if he's got the puck saved.
So Blake has a future as a video coach, perhaps?
I don't think so, no.
His success rate, you said, maybe isn't...
He's right on. He called that one from the bench, so more of an eye in the sky, perhaps.
What's the right...
He wastes way too much money to do that, man. He's not coming back.
Maybe it's a silly question because you won, but given the performance, what's the right bounce back effort going to look in that first period today?
So I liked our first last, right? We're up one after one. Like, we got off to a good start. I just want to see our feet moving and moving the puck better. It's not going to be easy. Like, we just play our game, we got a chance to win in here tonight. Back-to-back nights coming into this building are real tough. But we're going to have to move the puck off speed. So we're skating. We're moving the puck into holes real safe. And then we're getting on and off the ice right to keep our energy up.
Is there a blessing to coming into this building against this team on the back-to-back as opposed to some sleepy...
No, there'll be no blessing.
The energy here will... You guys are going to have to...
We're going
to
do everything we can to keep the energy in this building down tonight. Right, that's our last win in here. I think 6-3 we scored probably, and Little's line scored on their first two shifts. So we need to be good at the start.